This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on Election Day. It is Tuesday, November 5th. Get out there and vote.
Yeah, there's some wackiness going on. I just want to just mention a couple of things. First of all, if you see like a tall building and they put something on there to vote for whoever, and it's right by another name, don't assume that that name is the person that owns the building. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Because a lot of people are really mad at a couple of companies because on the building it has their names on it and they put things up there, but those weren't the companies supporting or not supporting that candidate.
Yeah. All right.
Like one guy even had to put signs that pointed upward that says, "This is not from our company." You know, it was like a bakery. Yeah. We didn't put this on this.
So they put another sign under the sign.
Under the sign pointing at it.
All right, you brought something up off air. And let me ask you, Texnado, you may have an answer on this too, or at least a guess. I don't think anybody knows really the answer. You brought up the police presence in town.
Well, because I followed the Denver Police Department, and they said that they're preparing for any potential problems. Let's see, what they call it, election, disagreements.
We mentioned yesterday that the state of Washington, the governor called out the National Guard to be in the streets tonight. Yesterday, I noticed that the White House in Washington, D.C. has been fenced off along with the VP residence there. And they've got places that are boarded up, like the McDonald's had boards in the window. It looked like a hurricane was on the way. What is it they're expecting?
Yeah.
Because I don't understand.
You know, I get kind of the Washington thing, I guess, because sometimes people are nuts. But I don't get Denver. Like, I don't feel like everybody's, like, going to go crazy or anything.
Who's going to go crazy?
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, you have an election today. We find out who wins whenever we find out. I don't even think you're going to find out tonight.
No.
And then where does it go from there? We all go back to our jobs. We all go back to work. Our families, whatever, our daily lives, right?
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this.
Look, we got through the Bushes. We got through the Obamas. We got through Donald Trump. We got through Joe Biden. We'll get through whatever.
Yeah.
We'll be fine, okay? So I just don't get why we're expecting violence in some way.
I almost feel like, because one of the news agencies reported that and said, Denver police are amping up, patrol in case of election day violence. And I'm like, you know, I feel like you guys are just saying that to get make us have anxiety.
Well, yeah. It does give you anxiety because I dropped off my ballot yesterday, pulled in the parking lot, and you know, I was walking back to my car. I was like, you know what? I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel good that I did it and I voted and I got my voices being heard. But then you're right. Like, you read stuff like that and you're like, is this going to be bad? Like, I don't know how it's going to go.
I thought the same thing about, because, you know, my mountain lions thing, I'm okay with them being hunted or whatever. Yeah. But, like, I know some people at the Sprucewood are really against that measure, and me openly saying, like, I'm okay with them I'm like, can I go to the Sprucewood, or am I going to get beaten up?
Yeah, are you going to get in a fight or argument? Yeah.
Here's what I'd do.
Yeah.
I'd let it go for a couple of months.
Yeah.
I wouldn't run down there.
Don't go there anytime soon. Okay.
No.
All right.
No, they take that mountain lion thing very seriously.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Well, I mean, really,
you might
want to
give it you give it past Christmas, they'll forget.
Because I even thought to myself, I thought, God, was it really a bad idea to say that I voted for mountain lions being hunted? And I was like, yeah, probably was not my best move on the show.
I, on that particular issue, I voted.
Yeah.
I don't remember what
I
voted.
I know.
I don't remember what I voted, and I'm not even sure which side I'm on.
Yeah. Just say that you want them to live. And that way it'll even us out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I love mountain lions.
There you go.
Yeah. I'd love to have one as a pet.
And you hope nobody ever shoots one.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't shoot my mountain lions.
Exactly.
I think I voted that way.
Okay, good.
Not knowing why. Right. But well, don't shoot him. He's in a tree.
Well, it's funny because we run ads here at the Radio Ranch for both sides.
Yeah, we do.
And that one lady is like really compelling. And I'm like, oh.
Who's pretending to be the mountain lion?
Yeah. And then she like she's dead and her babies have to live without her. And I was like, I need to go change my vote.
All right. So are we all still on the same wavelength as far as who we think is going to win tonight? And again, this is not from voting for who you voted for. This
right.
is what. What do you think of all the media that's out there, everything you read, who do you think is going to win the election tonight when it comes to president?
Yeah, and I said yesterday, Kamala, only because, and again, that's I didn't vote for a presidential candidate, so, just so be aware of that. I know that's not what I'm supposed to say either, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, but I don't know. I just feel like everybody is, like, hates Trump so much that they're going to vote for her just because of their hate.
Okay.
You know, that's
so
what
So you're saying Kamala's going to win tonight.
I feel that's like the guess. People are coming out of the woodwork because they're not thinking about how, like, how she screwed up the borders. But anyway, but I think they hate him so much that they'll come out
like
and vote for her.
Like, hate's going to win okay. over everything else.
Over policy.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So you think Kamala's going to win tonight?
Yeah.
That's where you're putting your money. Shmadil, what was your guess again?
Kamala's going to win.
Kamala's going to win. Carson went with?
The vibe I'm getting is Trump.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Donald Trump, too.
Yeah. I and think again, that's not who
momentum.
Anybody voted
no.
for. And
no.
I hate even doing this poll because it sounds like we voted that way or whatever.
Yeah.
But like,
well, it's a toss-up.
Yeah.
It's a complete toss-up. So nobody knows the answer. It's just, we don't know what's going to happen tonight.
Yeah, because, I mean, I can be honest when I say, and I don't want you to say, but I can be honest when I say I don't know who Carson voted for. I know I didn't vote for a presidential candidate, and I can tell you for sure I know who you voted for and who Shmadil voted
yeah.
for.
Yeah, and I'm good with that. And I don't have a problem with that.
No, I don't either.
Yeah,
I'm just,
you don't either,
I'm just
Shmadil.
Saying, like, some people just don't tell, and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, to each his own,
exactly.
And you pull for your person, and again... The next, once it's over with, we all go back to living our lives.
Can I ask you this? Because you're a gambler.
Yeah.
I saw that somebody, it doesn't matter who they voted for, somebody put down $1 million on a bet.
I saw that too. What?
What?
He's a streamer.
I understand
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just, that's not my point.
There's bigger bets.
But what?
Yeah.
Why would you vote or why would you bet on an election?
Especially when it's so close. Like, there's no real winner.
One guy bet, like, $30 million or something
he
like
did?
That. Yeah.
Oh, my
Do
God.
Do you realize there's over $1 billion, almost $2 billion been bet on this election?
Really?
$2
billion. That seems so illegal
it
almost
does
seem or
illegal.
Something.
Yeah.
It feels yucky.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like something you should be able to bet on.
I know.
Because I would think that, unlike a sporting event, let's say, where you go out and play football, and really it's one team against the other, and you don't really know what the plays are going to be, so you don't know. But with an election, you would think there's enough inside information that there wouldn't be betting.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
it's just, I don't
like
know.
Like polling and different things. You know, you would think that you couldn't bet on it.
But have you looked to see if you can actually bet or is these,
oh, yeah,
are
you
these
can
just
bet.
Words?
You can bet.
Where do you bet at?
Polymarket.
Polymarket?
Mm-hmm.
And
Polymarket takes your bet.
I thought that
there's
was just a polling thing. I didn't know you could actually bet that.
Yeah, you can bet. You can put money down on it. Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, these sites in the U.S., I think, if I'm not mistaken, most of them come out of the U.K.
Yeah.
I think the sites still vote on it.
Is there a place to bet there?
Yeah, and they said that on just on this website alone, $3.3 billion have been put down.
Wow. Which one is that one?
That's for the actual winner.
No, no, no. Which site is that?
Oh, Polymarket.
Polymarket,
yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Polymarket's the number one site for it.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
I could never bet
I
on
know.
The election. I could never do it.
I could bet. I'd just be like $20. I'm not going to bet $1 million, but I could bet on it, absolutely, if I thought I had a winner.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Sure.
So crazy.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, man. My ears are perked up, Jamie. So you're saying... attributes in a man? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That women look for?
No, that they instantly reject them for.
Oh, the opposite.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope I'm not on this list. Okay. All right. So
I was just telling that, you know, I always read these stupid ass studies or whatever.
I like these studies, though.
I really do.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of these studies, especially the goofy ones.
Well, and it's actually... That's so crazy, government spending, right? So these are government-funded research projects.
This is?
Yeah.
What?
Like, what? And, you know, all these universities that get funds from the government to study crap.
I like them. I hope we keep spending on these. Keep spending. I mean, we waste money everywhere else. Why not just fund a study or two?
I guess.
You know? I mean, all right, so these are attributes that women don't like.
That they hate.
Yeah.
It says the research reveals 10 common traits in men that make women instantly reject them.
Oh, no.
There's 8 of them. Oh, I said 10, but there's 8. There's 8.
All right,
because
8.
The other 2 I didn't.
All right, let's see if I fall in this category.
Okay. All right, so I feel like all three of you have this, so you're fine. Not lack of intelligence. I feel like you guys all have intelligence, so I'm marking that one off. I feel like y'all have, for the most part, you're intelligent.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I do, but I don't know about it. Well, go ahead.
Are we going to do that?
Yeah.
Again, these are traits in men that make women instantly reject them.
Okay.
Extreme views on religion or politics.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. I'd say Spadil probably does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's
Mark him off. Mark Spadil off on that one. Yeah. Okay.
That's fair.
All right. There you go.
Fair.
All right.
Yeah,
there you go. All right.
So far, you guys have one. One. The one good one.
I have one.
One good one. You all are intelligent.
Yeah. That's the only one we got.
Yeah.
How'd I score on the last one there?
Well.
No, you can't mark it, not tell me.
I feel like that you do have views.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the next
one.
Okay,
fine. I don't think any of you are racist at all. No way. I don't think any of you have one racist bone in your body.
Nope.
So
well, that's a weird one to put on there.
I know. It says, well,
I mean, that's not a turnoff for just women. That's a turnoff for any human being.
It says, this is a no-brainer. No woman is going to put up with a racist or prejudiced or misogynistic, hard to say, type of person. So
we could have skipped that one.
All right. I'm sorry. Lack of adventure. They aren't well-rounded in adventure and do the same thing all the time.
Oh, I am. I am. Now, let me think about these two.
BJ's
Carson a little bit. Spadil's a homebody, too, though. I'd say give him a bad mark on that
one. I agree.
Carson and I, we're outgoing. Go ahead. Push down. Next.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Next.
Because I would say that you all are kind of in a little bit of a rut. I think even, here's what's going to shock you. I think Spadil is more of an outdoorsman than you two. Considering he plays paintball outside all the time.
I feel like that's an extreme insult to me.
No, I take Frog to baseball practice. I'm outdoors.
Okay, I'm just saying. Like, I mean, but he is always stuck in the one thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is
all right,
paintball.
Let's agree on this.
Okay.
Spadil and I are a big thumbs up. Carson, you lose.
What?
All right. Keep going. All right, here we go.
Okay. It says, having a lack of chemistry. Women often want to give the nice guy a chance, but sometimes they're just too awkward and sweet doesn't work.
Yeah. I'm all about chemistry.
I have a big problem with that.
Yeah, you're terrible with that. Carson, I'd say you're on the fence, too.
What?
All right. Give BJ a check mark on that one, and everybody else is in the toilet.
Yeah, let's see here. It says, according to research from 2022, up to 5% of American population has a narcissistic personality disorder, and women hate a narcissist or someone without lack of empathy.
Jamie, you know me. When I walk up and down these hallways, I get catcalls. These women love me around here.
No.
Right, Spadil?
This is about being a narcissist and having lack of empathy.
You don't know people's names.
Which I am completely the opposite of that. These women around here are attracted to me like magnets.
Dude,
those girls at that Christmas party?
Woo!
Yeah, they were all over you.
Well, they don't know him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say you're an actual narcissist, but I would say there's certainly a lack of empathy.
Yes. Remember Nancy?
I don't care how you feel.
All right, let me mark that one up. Poor personal hygiene. I think 2 out of 3 in this room suffer from that, and I'm not going to name names.
I'll say I'm one of them. Yeah.
Yeah, you and Carson.
Don't tell me, I don't.
You guys are the worst.
Yeah. I really struggle with remembering to clip my fingernails. I generally only shower like once a day. I did start showering twice a day just so that, you know, I smell better when I come to work.
If she can sniff you before she even comes close to you, you might want to revisit your personal hygiene routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I started wearing deodorant.
So, oh, yeah. That was a bonus for us.
That is a bonus.
I turned it around there.
Yeah, because that was.
So you don't mind the aluminum now, huh?
Well, they're making it
natural.
They're making
it natural.
Free.
Yeah,
but it's cheaper if you get aluminum in it.
He would come in here and I would literally like gag from his underarms.
Yeah.
Let's see here. The lack of ambition.
I have ambition.
Men who know what they want in life and go after it are irresistible to women. Men without ambition, on the other hand, often come across as lazy.
Oh, man.
I have ambition. My ambition is that I want to work alone. All right, you
done. All right, yes, I'm done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, the Jamie Morning Show. I don't know what I was thinking there. I was looking. I know, I'm just a BJ. No, I got tongue-tied. I got tongue-tied.
Like everything. This is sabotage right there. That is sabotage.
I got
this is propaganda.
Well, you didn't make me look good that last segment.
Why?
Well, because you kept reading off all those attributes that turn a woman off. And you pretty much checked me on all of them.
No,
and then my wife, she sends me this message. Okay, check this out.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
8:11, which was prime time, right? When you were doing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm cracking up.
Oh, wow.
Look, I'm cracking up.
Oh, my God. She did write that. She can't see that.
Up yours.
Wow.
Oh, I'm happy.
Oh, my God. I bet it was the adventure one, right? I bet that's the one that makes her laugh. Yeah.
I don't know.
Or the fact that I said that Thatch Schmidale goes outside more than you.
Okay. We don't have to go through all of them again. Or the smelling one.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
who knows?
It was the smelling one.
All right, I've got the audio here. I guess the owner. What was his name again of Peanut?
His name is Mark Longo.
All right, Mark talked to TMZ yesterday.
This whole thing has taken the weirdest twist.
I'm not even sure I can explain it. Peanut, he's a squirrel that's a pet for this Mark guy. And he's become an internet sensation prior to this story happening because he got posted on TikTok all the time. Well, Mark got raided by the FBI. They went in there and they took his squirrel and euthanized the squirrel along with Fred, the raccoon.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
He had a raccoon. This guy rescues animals. He lives on, I guess, a farm.
Like 350 acres.
New York or something like that. Well, they raided him. They took his pets. They euthanized him. Now he's talking again. Here he is.
And this is all my opinion because we don't have facts at the moment right now. But you're telling me with what I do for side work for a little bit of extra money that I donate to the sanctuary.
This is an OnlyFans account.
Okay. All right.
He's talking about, he does porn with his wife on OnlyFans.
Yes.
He does?
Yeah, like full blown.
Uh-huh.
Like porn on OnlyFans with his
wife. With a squirrel in the room.
That's how they started the sanctuary. That's where they got like the money for it from.
Well, that sounds weird, though.
The squirrels are not in the room, but his nuts are.
That was good. That was really funny, Jay. I bet my wife's cracking up again. Squirrels thought to move, but the nuts are. We can stop right here.
Right,
I think we've done our show. We'll see you later, everybody. Oh, that was good. That was good. All right, back to the story.
Okay. And you know, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I know that's not why we're here.
It's legal. It's totally legal. It's right. Like, end of story. It's legal.
Right. We're not trying to promote this. You know, I've been hearing people that I'm trying to promote my pages. This is not anything that's what's going on. I want justice for my animals. So what we're brainstorming is was there, a different motive?
Do we know why he got raided?
Well, that's where he gets to it, but you can go ahead and stop. The reason why he thinks he got raided is because of the OnlyFans site, because the first thing they asked him after they broke down the door was, do you have cameras in this house?
Yeah, where are they?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's why he's like, isn't that a weird thing to ask when you're looking for my squirrel and my raccoon? That's a weird thing to ask. The whole thing is weird, okay?
It's,
I'm sorry. Yeah.
PETA. Who would have thought that it would have taken this turn?
That he's dead
We're
now.
Discussing, like, really serious stuff here.
Ridiculous.
The FBI kicked in your door, man. Yeah. All right, here's more of the audio.
Did you get a citation?
No citation. I didn't get arrested. I got nothing. I got three pieces of paperwork, and they were gone. One paperwork is a search warrant. The other two were pertained to materials that were taken and two animals that they were taken. That's all of the paperwork that I got. Well, you can judge me if you want for the areas that I make money from. But the simple fact is you're now accusing me of having children in my house, and if I have kids involved in my pages, it's devastating. And how did we get down to this? You know, if you were so concerned about two animals that were a potential threat to a society that have never even left the house, it's a little bit overkill to get a search warrant and use these animals as a prop to come in to investigate something that's not there, that was never there, that's never been a part of my life.
This is weird.
So here's what happened. Supposedly, he and his wife babysit some of the neighborhood kids, supposedly, right? Allegedly, whatever. And so somebody found out that he was on OnlyFans. He and his wife were on OnlyFans, which apparently made him instantly a pervert and would do bad things to kids, right?
Right.
That's what they thought, which is not necessarily the truth at all. Everybody's done some kinky stuff. Doesn't make you a molester, right?
And I believe this guy.
I actually do too.
He's very convincing to me.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
And so he said it was a ploy to get into the house to seize his computer to see if there was any bad stuff on it. So
it's okay. Just so weird that the animals got...
I know. They got killed.
Like taken and then, euthanized.
Yeah. Hmm.
That's called killed.
Yeah.
Killed. Dead.
Yeah. I mean,
dead is a doornail.
So... bizarre to me.
It is a bizarre story.
But I guess he's leveled up. I mean, sorry, not leveled up. He's lawyered up. So we'll see what happens. Because, I agree with him. All of this is wackadoodle.
I find it very weird that they can kick your door down over just something like this that they speculate. They've got nothing to back it up whatsoever.
And
I mean, think about
that. Five agencies signed off on the search warrant.
Yeah, I mean, think about that for a minute. They have absolutely no proof this guy's done anything wrong. Nothing.
It sounds like they don't have any probable cause, right?
No, but they go in and they kick down doors and raid the place thinking that we might find something. Well, might doesn't work. You can't do that.
No, not with probable cause.
So, wow. It's, now the squirrel's dead.
And the raccoon.
And the raccoon.
Everybody forgets about
Fred.
The press.
Yeah.
Why is Fred not getting the press?
I agree with you. Fred is not getting the love.
Why is that, Spadil? Why are we caring about Fred? Fred's
probably because Peanut has millions of followers.
Peanut had a social media page, and Fred was supposed to just be released back into the wild.
And raccoons are asshats.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
We all love a squirrel better,
Right,
don't we?
Yeah.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Now you go. You're up to date on that one.
Lord.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.